Sisters,
弟兄姐妹，午安。
I do not know the final outcome of the score today.
我今天到底那个球赛的成绩怎么样，我不知道。
But I do know that the Word of God is going to last longer than the game and the games ahead.
但我知道神的话一定是比这个比赛跟他的这个成绩要很多长很久很久。
So we want to put our hope in something that's going to last, which is the Word of God.
我们的这个信仰、信靠应该放在那个神的话语上。
Today there are going to be some disappointed people in the game.
今天在球赛的时候，有一些人他们会失望。
There are going to be some happy people at the end of the game.
最后也有一些人他们会很高兴。
But we still want to put our hope in the Word of God, and that's why we preach today.
但是我们的盼望还是在神的话语，所以就是我们今天要传的。
Of all the blessings today, one of the most important things is to read the Word of God, to look at it, and then to obey it.
最大的福分就是我们读神的话以后，照着去遵行。
So let's look at the big picture. If you go to the scripture, I'm going to read the English first, in John chapter 11, verses 1 through 16. It's on the back of your brochure.
在这个程序单上后面有这个经文，这间弟兄会读先读英文。
And when I'm done, then the Chinese speakers will read next. So if you want to join me in English, just read along with me. John 11. 1 through 16. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus was, now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. And when he heard this, Jesus said, This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you are going back there? But Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light. And after this, he said this, he went on to tell them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. But I'm going there to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. And then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him.
我们先来读中文。有一个患病的人，名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说主啊你所爱的人病了耶稣听见就说这病不至于死乃是为神的荣耀叫神的儿子因此得荣耀耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子并拉撒路听见拉撒路病了就在所居住之地忍住了两天然后对门徒说我们再往犹太去吧耶稣门徒说拉比犹大人要进来用石头打你你还往那里去吗耶稣回答说白日不是有12小时吗人在白日走路就不致跌倒因为看见这世上的光若在黑夜走路就必跌倒因为他没有光 耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。也门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好了。耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为说照常睡了。耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在他那里就欢喜，因为为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去。多马又称迪图马，就对那门做门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。
This is the word of God and it will never pass away.
这是神的话，是永远不会消灭掉。
As we enter this new year, the future is solidly in God's hands.
当我们在庆祝新年的时候，我们的未来是永远是在神的坚固的手之下。
Amidst all the unknown changes ahead, God remains faithful and unchangeable.
在这么多会改变的这里头，神的手永远是不改变。
So the hymnist writes, Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father.
写诗人说，主你的信实实在广大。
There is no shadow of turning with thee.
在你没有转动的影儿，没有影儿。
Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not.
你的慈爱永不改变。
As thou hast been, thou forever will be.
你原来是怎么样，永远是这样。
And as my New Year's emails come rolling into me, I read these two emails recently.
在这个新年的时候，有很多的 email。我读了下面两个 email。
The first one early in January comes from first-time parents.
首先，第一个是在一月的开始的时候，有一个从来没有生过孩子的父母寄给我的。
And it said, by God's grace, Christopher was born at 47 minutes into this new morning.
我的儿子 Christopher 是在这个新年开始的47分以后诞生的。
Weighing 7 pounds 5 ounces。20 inches tall and looking healthy so far.
七磅五重，二十寸那么高，那么现在呢，都身体非常好。
And the new parents say we will send out more updates after we all recover from an exhausting night.
我们这一夜都累得很多，我们回复的时候，我们再会给你们报告更多。
And they say our God is good and faithful.
我们的神是多么的好啊。
Good news for new parents.
这个是给一个对父母的一个好的消息。
But that evening I got an email from the parents of a 35-year-old son.
但是同样一天晚上我就收到一个他有35岁的一个孩子的这个父母的信。
And the medical doctor they say says, yes, our son does have ALS.
不错，我的儿子这得了这个 ALS 的这个病。
ALS is known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and it's a muscular disease.
ALS 就是这个肌肉萎缩的一种病。
And it could strike anyone throughout the world with no racial, no ethnic, and no socioeconomic boundaries.
这个病是什么人都有，不论你是住在哪里，是什么样的种族。都在或者是社会的地位是多少都是会得的。
And as ALS progresses, it paralyzes the muscles that control the speech and the swallowing and the breathing.
你当你得了这样一个病的话，你的说话的能力或者是你吞食的能力或者是其他的能力都可能受到影响。
And the average life expectancy is about 2 to 5 years from the time they diagnose it.
当你得了这样的病之后，可能你只有2年到5年的寿命了。
There is no known medical cure yet.
今天没有办法来医治这个病。
So we have two emails, one very happy and one very sad.
所以有两个 email, 一个是很高兴的，一个是很悲伤的。
Life is full of changes.
生命就是不住的改变。
And we're reminded by that good Bible teacher Chuck Swindoll of three.Great life themes.
有一个圣经的老师，他有三个说我们 人生的三个确定的事情。
Life is brief.
人生是苦短的。
Opportunity is now.
机会就在现今。
And death is sure.
死亡是确定。
So when we look at John 11:1 through 16, what we see is Jesus has built a deep personal friendship with the family of Lazarus.
当我们看到这个路加福音十一章的时候，我们看见耶稣跟这样一个家庭有一个很深的友情。
The Greek verb indicates that Jesus loved these three with God's love, agapao love, divine love.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣爱这一对家庭，他们是用神的爱来爱他们。
He often stayed at their home, and he ate meals with them, and he enjoyed fellowship with them.
他常常住在这个家庭，跟他们一起吃饭，他跟他们有很好的这个关系。
He didn't just like them, he loved them with divine love, and they were deep friends.
他不但喜欢他们，而是用神的爱来爱他们，他们成为耶稣的好朋友。
Now, his disciples are with him, and Jesus has been spending time with his disciples, getting to know them and nurture them and make them stronger.
门徒也在，耶稣基督花了很多时间来栽培他们，养育他们。
And we know that God loves people and that he builds personal relationships with people.
我们知道神爱人，他愿意跟我们人有一个这个友谊的关系。
So when we imitate God, we are committing ourselves to building deep and trustworthy friendships with people.
所以如果我们来效法耶稣的话，我们应该跟朋友们建立这个友谊。
And as the Holy Spirit leads us this year, we will have new opportunities to grow in personal friendships.
当我们这个圣灵在引导我们的时候，我们在这一年，我们就能够跟一些人建立更好友谊的关系。
And we remember that God's commandments can be summarized in two great ones, when Jesus teaches us.
耶稣告诉我们说，这个律法的总纲呢，可以用两句话来说。
You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind.
耶稣对他们说，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你们的神。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
这是诫命中的第一，也是且是最大的。
And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So brothers, in this new year, we're only 19 days in. Let's purpose to love God and to love people no matter how difficult they are to love.
今天已经到了这个新年的十九天，让我们立定心志，我们愿意爱神也爱人。
When we just tolerate people or are just courtesy to people.
有些人呢，我们就忍耐他，有些人我们对他很客气。
And don't want to go any further,
但是我们不愿意跟他深交。
We are perhaps in danger of changing into being superficial people.
如果我们这样的话，我们就变成一个非常肤浅的一个人。
And we might become complacent.
我们就自己满足了。
However, if we love people with Christ's strength,
如果我们用着耶稣基督的这个能力来爱人的话，
And trust him to grow us.
信靠他使我们在一直在成长。
We will become his true representatives.
我们就会变成他的真的代表。
And people may see Christ in us.
也许人就看到我们就能够看见神了。
So in this new year, let's reinvestigate our personal relationships.
所以到了新年的时候，我们回头来检验我们的这个跟神的关系。
Let's grow this year beyond our favorite people.
所以今年我们让我们能够扩展，不只是在我们喜欢的那些人，而是一些其他的朋友。
Our church now is in a new growth period where when visitors come, we are deliberately getting to know them and welcome them.
在我的教会，我们今年有一个新的做法，就是把这个友谊扩大。
What we notice is some people only like to talk to their friends.
常常在教会的时候，有一些人是专门找他喜欢的人聊天。
So we are trying to watch for the newcomers and then get to know their name so we can greet them. We have to help ourselves look beyond our favorite people.
所以我们呢就想要看看有没有什么新人来，我们想办法去跟他们做朋友。
Our Bible study group has met together for 9 years.
我们的那个查经的聚会已经聚会了九年了。
What we notice now is it's hard for a newcomer to come in.
但是我们慢慢发现好像新人不容易进来。
So we are in danger of looking inward and our faces say they're pleasant, but we're comfortable.
但是我们这样做的话，我们常常好像是往内看，好像人家看见我们笑容，其实我们是自我中心的。
So we're talking about how do we multiply, how do we grow, because if we don't grow, we're going to go inward.
所以我们就讨论我们怎么样能够发展，如果我们不发展的话，我们就慢慢就只是往内。
So now we're going to meet for 3 weeks in a row with our group.
所以我们现在三个礼拜我们自己聚会。
And the fourth week we're going to say,Welcome to anybody else who wants to come and look at our group. Look at what we're studying.
第四个礼拜的话，我们就会邀请这些朋友们来到我们的团契来参观。
Some say, what if we get too big?
有人就讲说，哎，如果我们太大了怎么办呢？
We like it small and friendly, just us.
我们喜欢自己，然后小一点，然后比较亲密。
What if we have to move from one home to two homes?
如果我们一个房子装不下，要两个房两个家怎么办呢？
Who's going to open up the second home and have to vacuum and clean and get ready?
谁会把自己的家打开，然后我们还要清理后面？
And some say, "How about this is good? Let's invite the neighbors too."
有人说这样不错，我们干脆请这个邻居也一起来。
So we have two camps already.
我们现在有两派了。
Those that say no, 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 go slowly. Let's be careful.
有的人就说，哎，慢点，慢，慢慢来，慢慢来。
And the other group says, no, 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 no. Let's reach out. Let's invite neighbors.
另外一堆就说，不行，不行，我们赶快请人来。
And God expects to give us opportunities to grow.
神给我们机会能够成长。
Stay tuned. Next time I come, I'll tell you what happened.
我下次来，我告诉你到底怎么样发生。
Now, yeah. Now in Luke 6:32 through 36, we learn something very important here.
路加福音六章三十二节到三十六节，我们学到一些新的东西。
Yeah, yes, sure. Jesus says this: If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them.
你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么酬谢的呢？因为罪人也爱那爱他们的人。
And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that.
你们若善待那善待你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也是这样行。
And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you?Even sinners lend to sinners expecting to be paid in full.
你们若借给人，指望从他收回，有什么酬谢的呢？就是罪人也借给罪人，要如数收回。
So Jesus invites the growth. He says, but love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting anything back.
结果耶稣就讲说，你们倒要爱仇敌。也要善待他们，并要借给人，不指望偿还，你们的赏赐就必大了。
Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High.
你的赏赐就必大了，你们也必做至高者的儿子。
Because he is kind and he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked.
因为他恩待那忘恩的和作恶的。
So he says, be merciful, just as your heavenly Father is merciful.
所以你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
Now, I know as you sit there, you may be saying, oh, Brother Andrews, but you don't know how busy I am. 我很忙, very busy.
可是我想你们在想，可能就会想说，哎，主弟兄，你不知道我有多忙啊。I
can't do anything more.
我实在做不了很多了。Okay,
I understand. And so we need healthy boundaries to help us stay balanced.
不错，我们必须要有一个这个范围，也不能做的太多。But
we can ask ourselves this question. I ask myself this question.
但是我们必须要问，我自己就问我自己这样。Is
my busyness for God's service, or is my busyness just primarily for myself?
我在忙碌的时候是为了神的事呢，还是说我的忙碌只是为了我自己？
Am I overly self-centered?
我是不是很自我中心呢？
Or am I well-balanced in forming personal friendships?
还是说我有很调和的，有一些形成一些跟别人的友谊？
And so it's Philippians 2, 3 through 4 that models a balanced life.
在腓立比书那边就可以给我们一个很好的一个榜样。
Inside my wedding ring,
在我的这个结婚的戒指里面,
from my wife is this, are these verses.
在这个手是就是这些经文。
So on our wedding day, she was quoted this, and she said to me in these verses, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves.
所以在这个结婚的时候，她就引用这个圣经，凡事不可结党。 不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
And then in my ring, my wife says to me on our wedding day, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
在我太太的戒指里面呢，是写这样，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
My wife didn't mean just take care of me too. She meant, let's have our home be a home that is ever opening to other people.
我太太意思是说，不要只光照顾我，而且把我们的家打开，能够也照顾别人。
So when we lived in the university district, we would have students from all over the world come and eat with us and meet our two sons.
所以当我们在这个大学区住的时候，我们常常请这些学生们。 各地的学生到我们家，我们跟他们一起吃饭。And
our sons learned that our family did not rotate around them only.
所以我们的孩子们也知道，我们的中心不是环绕在他们的身上。Although
our sons were important, they also knew other people from around the world are also important, and so they got comfortable with meeting people from all over the world who were studying at the University of Washington.
让孩子们知道他们不是家里的中心，让他们也知道这个其他人也是重要，其他人也都能够认识耶稣。So
Jesus will help us live a balanced life.
所以耶稣会帮助我们活一个比较平衡的一个生活。Now,
brother, in this passage, you will also notice time. Jesus is grasping God's time. He's beginning to get a hold of what God, how God views time.
在这一段圣经，我们也看到耶稣基督他在那边知道神怎么样来安排这个时间。
Mary and Martha wanted Jesus to rush and come and help their sick brother. Come quickly.
玛利亚跟马大这两个姐妹，他们的心是希望耶稣基督赶快的来。
They didn't want him to delay. Come now.
他不希望耶稣单言，要他赶快就来。And
I can remember when my dad was slowly dying, he was about 2,500 miles away from me.
我记得我父亲的快要身体不好的时候，他住在 2,500 英里之外。And
my brother phoned and he said to me, if you want to see dad while he's living, come now.
所以我的哥哥就打电话给我说，你如果要看爸爸的话，你赶快来。
So I got on the plane and I went quickly.
所以我就 搭了飞机就很快的就去了。
But my dad was stronger and lived longer than anybody expected.
但是我的父亲他其实活得比别人想象的要长很多。
I took many trips to see him.
我就花了好几个这个飞了好几次去看他。
And I could not sense God's timing, but I rushed every time.
我不知道神的时间怎么样安排，说我每次都急忙忙去。
Later, our family learned that God was perfect in the time that He took my dad.
结果后来我们就发现，神其实在我父亲的身上的时间是非常巧妙的安排。
Because my dad was a committed believer in Christ, when the time came, my dad was escorted by Jesus to be with Him forever.
那么因为我的父亲是一个很好的基督徒，所以神就怎么样花着照他的计划带领他去与基督同在。
God's timing for my dad's death was perfect.
耶稣基督，神在我父亲的时间真是完美的。
And every family member since then has come closer to Christ, and some have even believed Him as Lord.
因此，我的家人就很多人都信了耶稣，而且跟神的关系越来越好了。
As Creator of time, God is outside of time.
神创造了时间，所以他是在时间之外。
Ever since Adam and Eve and their original sin, we have had to live under time that is broken and tarnished and defective.
自从亚当夏娃犯了罪之后，我们就是在这个失去了光彩的短暂的时间之内。
Only God the Creator possesses lasting time.
只有这个创造时间的神，他能够掌控时间。
And so that great Christian writer A.W. Tozer says this, God has no limitations.
所以这个 Tozer 这个圣经的学者就讲，神是在时间上是没有限制。
Eternal years lie in His heart.
在永恒的时间是在他的心里。
For God, time does not pass, it remains.
神的时间是不会过去，神的时间是在他里头。
And those who are in Christ share with Him all the riches of limitless time and endless years.
所以我们在基督里的就跟他分享这个永远不会结束的时间。
Jesus knows that God never hurries.
所以耶稣知道神是不急的。
I can see the clock back there.
我看见那边有一个钟。
I know what time the game starts.
我知道这个比赛什么时候开始。
But I'm not going to hurry because I tape the game.
我不急，因为我把这个 比赛都已经准备录好了。
No. I'm not going to let the game rush me.
所以我不会因为那个比赛来让我很急。
I'm going to deliver the message and then I'm going to go back and then I'm going to go home.
所以我讲完道之后，我轻轻松松的回去看录影带。
Jesus knows that there's no deadlines against which His Father is working.
所以耶稣知道，在他父亲所做的事情的时候，没有一个结束的点。
Jesus has no deadlines that He has to work by when it comes to this death.
所以耶稣做任何事情，他没有一个那个 deadline。
So to know this as Christians should quiet our spirits and relax our nerves.
所以当我们明白这的时候，我们就不需要急，因为我们就可以轻松了。
But Tozer also says this.
所以 Tozer 他又这么说。
For those outside of Christ,
那些在基督以外的
time is a devouring beast.
时间就是那个吞吃他们的兽。
Freedom in Christ means we are not terrified by time.
所以在基督里，我们是不被时间所捆绑。
In Christ, we are not afraid of being eaten up by the clock.
我们在基督里，我们就不会被那个时间所吞吃。
And if we rush because we think time is money,
当我们在紧张时的时候，我们以为金钱、时间就是金钱。
We may lose our ability to live our lives richly as God has diagnosed it.
我们就没有办法活出那个丰盛神所预备的生命。
So in Christ, time should not terrify us.
所以在主里头，时间不能够使我们惊慌。
Jesus understood God's delays.
耶稣基督明白神的在那边单言。
God's timing, especially his delays, may make us think he's not answering or he's not answering the way we want.
常常有时候神单言的时候，我们好像说神好像不顾念我们。
But God will meet all of our needs according to his perfect schedule.And his purpose.
但是神用他的时间来关就照顾我们一切的需要，照着他的自己的时间。
So Philippians 4:9 reminds us who are Christians, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
腓立比4:19说，我的神必照他丰富的荣耀的丰富。在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
For the Christian, God has glorious riches in Christ for us.
所以我们基督徒在基督里神有那个荣耀的丰盛为我们准备。
He has control over time.
他对时间有控制。
He has control over sickness and death.
他对我们的生命我们病痛都有控制。
He has unlimited money.
他有无数的这个金钱。
He has gifts of daily strength for us.
他每日有那个丰盛的那个礼物给我们。
He knows when to give and he knows when to take away.
他知道什么时候给予，什么时候收回。
He is perfectly balanced and he is full of divine love.
他是一切都是非常平衡，他有丰盛的慈爱。
God also knows the limit and the exact number of days in each of our lives that we have left.
他在我们生命中知道我们还有多少的时间。
And so Psalm 90 verse 12 teaches us, encourages us to use God's gift of time.Wisely.
所以在诗篇九十篇就告诉我们说，对我们的时间，我们要用很智慧的方法来运用。
So one verse, so the prayer to God is, teach us to number our days that we might present to you a heart of wisdom.
所以诗篇那边讲说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
And the message says this same verse.Oh, teach us to live well.
另外一个翻译本是说，教导我们怎么样很有智慧的活着。
Teach us to live wisely and well.
教导我们怎么样智慧的活得很好。
Now, here's a quote from Horace Mann, and it says this.
有一位的人这样说。
We know we can misuse time. How many of you have ever wasted time?Anybody?
你们有没有人常常浪费你的时间
okay. And here's a quote. Lost yesterday somewhere between sunrise and sunset.
在昨天已经失去的从、太阳 上升到这个傍晚。
Two golden hours each set with 60 diamond minutes.
在这个时间里头有两个金子跟六十个这个钻石。
No reward is offered.
但是没有任何你得到任何的奖励。
For they, those minutes are gone forever.
因为那些时间已经完全就过去了。
Now, brother, let me show you what I mean by that, okay?
让我来看，告诉你到底怎么回事。
This is my last year's wall calendar.
这是我去年的这个日历。
I like to see on the wall the whole year at a glance. I like to do that.
我喜欢把这个整年的这个日子都放在墙壁上让我看到。
My iPhone, I can only get a little picture.
但我的这个手机上的话，我只能看到最多一个月。
But when I'm in my study, I can see the whole year up ahead.
在我的书房，那我就可以看见整年的都看到。
The scripture says time is God's gift.
圣经告诉我们说，时间是神的礼物。
There are days here when I rush to cross off the day.
那么在这个这么多天里呢，我常常因为急忙，我就把这个一天把它划掉。
I was rushing so I could cross the day off.
我就把它划掉。
And the closer I got to my monthly mortgage payment,
到了我准备要付房这个房钱的时候,
the more happy I was because I could cross off another mortgage payment.
我就很喜欢说，如果我那个这个交房钱的那天赶快把它划掉，多好。
So some days I actually wasted my time hoping for the mortgage payment to come due.
那么常常我就浪费时间等到那天要付房钱的时候。
I rushed and the payment date and amount didn't change.
我虽然很急，但是呢，我还交了同样的钱。
I rushed and I think I wasted my energy in rushing.
所以我急急忙忙其实 对我来讲说是浪费。
These days are gone. I cannot get them back.
这些时间早已经过了，我没办法再回来。
So the new year, we're only 19 days in.
这个新年呢，虽然已经只有19天过去。
Says to me, I must be careful and wise in the way that I use the days ahead, and I don't know how many more I have.
我看到之后就知道说，我现在要开始很智慧的来运用，因为我不知道我还有多少天可以活。That's
why Psalm 90, written by Moses, is a prayer to God to teach us to number our days so we become wise people.
所以摩西的那个诗篇就讲，我们要数算自己的日子。Now,
brothers and sisters, Ephesians 5:15 through 17. Also warns us to use time wisely.
以弗所书5章15节那边也告诉我们说，我们要珍惜时间。
And the question comes, wait, Shema, why? Why?
我们就会问为什么？
It says, therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise.
这边说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Making the most of your time because the days are evil.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Jesus teaches us that the world system in which we live is in crisis and it is controlled by Satan.
圣经告诉我们说，今天这个世代是在一个危机之中，是在撒旦的控制之下。
Jesus also teaches that Satan is defeated already, but he still is cruel and destructive.
耶稣告诉我们说，这个撒旦已经被打败，但是他还是很凶猛，还是一个很有能力的。
So spiritual warfare never takes a vacation.
所以属灵的征战是不会停止，一直在进行。
Therefore, as Christians, we must be wise in identifying evil.
所以我们基督徒非常注意的，我们必须要能够看见什么是邪恶。
We must avoid dark ways that will destroy us.
我们必须要防止那个黑暗的这个风浪来。
We have to choose to walk daily in Christ's light, so we become the people of light.
所以我们必须要效法耶稣基督在光明中行，成为光明之子。
I give you one quick example.
我再给你一个很快的一个例子。
The world of pornography.
今天这个世界上有许多这个色情的东西。
Research is showing that it can go around the world easily with the tools we have now.
这个色情在世界上任何地方你都可以看得见。
It is increasing in people who are watching, both men and women are increasing.
无论是男的女的，看的人数越来越多。
These are dark paths.
今天这个就是黑暗的一个道路。
And so the word warns us, be careful of the dark paths, or they will destroy you.
圣经告诉我们说，我们要避免这个黑暗的这个道路，否则它会 吞灭你。
John 11:4-6 shows us that Jesus kept in step with the Holy Spirit perfectly.
在我们读的圣经里头，我们看见耶稣，他是跟圣灵的时间是一致的。
When Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days.
耶稣听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地。忍住了两天。
Why did Jesus delay and not rush to help sick Lazarus?
为什么耶稣住了两天，没有急急忙忙去救这个拉撒路的？
Well, Jesus cared deeply for Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, so it wasn't neglect or apathy.
其实耶稣很关心这个马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路，他不是说不关心他。
He didn't delay because he was lazy.
他也并不是说他懒惰。
He didn't delay because he was too busy.
他也不是因为他太忙碌。
He didn't delay because he was too tired.
他也不是太忙，太累了，他忙。
He didn't delay because he was afraid of his enemies who wanted to kill him.
也不是因为他怕敌人来伤害他，他就单言。
He delayed because he understood God's reasons for allowing Lazarus' sickness to move into death. He got a hold of God's purposes.
但是他知道神为什么让拉撒路死了，他有他的目的，他抓住了神的那个计划。
So in verse 4, Jesus shows us he understands this when he says, this sickness of Lazarus is not going to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified in it.
所以第四章就讲明白了，耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
In God's big view, sickness and even death are not in final control.
从神的角度，这个生病跟死亡其实不是最终的结局。
God is in control with his purposes, which he understands clearly.
神的目的，神最终有一个目的，耶稣基督明白得很。
God is never surprised with changes. He's perfectly prepared for all changes in the days ahead.
对于那个改变，神从来不会惊奇，而他会面对一切的改变。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you, even in these 19 days, have already got emails that surprised you with changes already?
虽然新年只有19天，你有没有收到一些 email 让你很惊奇的，有没有？
Any new sicknesses in your friends?
你的朋友中有没有什么生了什么病？
Maybe you're seeing potential divorces in marriage.
也许你看到有一些人要离婚。
Maybe somebody's already sick and it looks like the flu, but it could be worse.
也许有人生病了，也不不只是感冒而已。
Maybe somebody got laid off. Maybe they lost their jobs.
有的人也许这个失业了，被炒鱿鱼了。
But Jesus and God understand this, and they are not surprised.
神跟耶稣基督，他们绝对不会为这些事而觉得惊慌。
So what Jesus is doing in this path, he is preparing his disciples.
耶稣做什么？就是在那边预备他的门徒。
Mostly his disciples,
就是为了这些门徒们，
but also Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and then the Jewish people who were weeping.
而且是对玛利亚、马大、这个拉撒路，甚至他们的那些忧伤的朋友。
But he's mostly investing in his disciples.
但是他其实是在这个投资在他的门徒身上。
And he's now going to give them an opportunity to grow in their understanding, and he's going to give them an opportunity to increase their faith.
他就是借着这个机会让他们成长，使他们的信心更增加。
Brothers, very soon in chapter 11, people are going to be eyewitnesses of a man who's been dead for 4 days brought back to life. They're going to see this, and they'll never be the same again after they see this.
这个第十一章后面就会看见有一个人已经死了四天被复活起来，很多人就亲眼看见这件事情。So
the question for us is, what new foundations will God give us this year to increase our faith in Him?
所以对于我们来讲，我们在新年的时候，我们怎么样对神的信心更增长呢？
So let's pray in the days ahead that we will be alert and watching for God at work inside us and outside us.
所以我们今年新的一个愿望就是我们在这边观看神怎么样在我们里面跟在外面怎么样能使我们成长。
Okay. Brothers and sisters, be very, very encouraged. The resurrection power that is going to be here right now is also available to us on a daily basis.
我们必须要被鼓舞，因为这个复活的能力就在这个十一章的时候，其实也在我们信徒的身上。We
will have strength for each day that we need because God has promised that to us.
神已经答应我们，我们每日都有那个复活的能力在那边支持我们。As
followers of Christ, we will have daily guidance and help from the Holy Spirit.
我们一个基督的信徒，我们就会有每日的被引导跟每日的能力。And
as Christ's disciples, we will also have the protection of God's body of other believers.
我们如果是跟随耶稣基督的话，我们也会借着弟兄姐妹的帮助来得到保护。In
our church, if we are wise, we should plan to be in or start new groups for regular Bible study and regular prayer and wise counsel. We should be prepared to do this.
如果我们在教会的话，我们必须准备去有新的这个查经班，有新的祷告会，有新的各式各样的事工。
Small groups can protect us with mutual accountability and can help us be protected and grow.
小组能够让我们彼此负责，能够保护我们。So
it is important when we meet with Christians to be sure that we are trustworthy and not gossips.
当我们聚集的时候，我们就必须要有信实，不是让人觉得我们老是讲闲话。Satan
attacks detached Christians.
撒旦会
Satan accuses and harms Christians who isolate themselves over a long period of time from Christians. Be very careful you don't isolate yourself from Christians for too long.
撒旦常常使那些孤立的这些基督徒攻击他们，控告他们。 所以我们基督徒应该特别小心，我们不要把我们从群体中孤立出来。I
can give you a number of examples of Christians who, for whatever reasons, withdrew and it became permanent, and their lives are very, very wobbly now, very, very dangerous now.
我看到很多的例子，基督徒从把自己孤立起来之后，就开始他的生命就开始摇动很厉害。
So we want at the beginning to be watching and believing God to grow on deeper levels with Him.
所以在新年的时候，我们必须要知道，神要在我们身上有一个很深的、更多的成长。Jesus
looked at Martha right in the eye.
耶稣对玛利亚用眼睛来看她。And
He said to Martha, looking her right in the eye, Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?
耶稣跟马大讲说，如果你信，你就会看见神的荣耀。So
when he decides it's time, he takes his disciples to the dead man and the tomb.
所以耶稣就后来就带着他的门徒到这个拉撒路的坟墓前面。
They all are going to have a chance to see the glory of God displayed through Jesus.
那么这些门徒就会将看见耶稣基督的荣耀。
He took his disciples with him.
他就带着门徒一起去。
Let's pray this year that the Lord will take us with him as he goes to minister wherever he ministers.
所以我们要有一个祷告，就我们让跟着耶稣基督，他要在哪里就服侍就在哪里。
So let us pray for the will to go to Jesus so we can go with him wherever he ministers.
所以我们有一个祷告，就是我们与耶稣基督同去，他带领我们到任何他要做的事。
I'll end with this verse 16.
我最后用16节来说。
It says, Therefore Thomas, who was called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us go also, so that we may die with Jesus.
多马又称为迪图马，就对那同做门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。
Thomas is often remembered as the doubter of Christ's resurrection.
多马常是一个这个怀疑的这个，我们常常想他是怀疑的人。
But he's going to have a preview of resurrection power by seeing Lazarus raised from the dead.
但是他有这个机会能够先看见人神将复活的这个先影。
In this verse, he shows his love for Christ and his courage to follow Christ, even under conditions that might lead to his death.
这边他就把他的这个勇气表现出来。他说我也要和他同死，意思他愿意跟耶稣基督同在。
In this new year, let's pray for the willingness to follow Christ every day until he brings our earthly lives to an end.
所以今年我们做一个祷告，就是我们愿意跟随他，直到我们这个世界的这个时间结束。
And may God be pleased to say of our lives,
求神真的对我们的生命来这样说
that we were the people of God,
我们是神的子民
who eagerly seized his opportunities to grow in true faith.
我们是抓准了机会在他里面成长的这些人
So 不要怕
所以请不要怕
Do not be afraid
不要害怕
In the days ahead
在将要来的日子
God is in control of time
神是在那边掌控时间。
God is even in control of sickness and death.
神也掌控那个生病跟甚至死亡。
He knows our needs.
他知道我们的需要。
He will not fail us.
他不会失败。
But he may not do it like we want him to.
但是他不见得照我们的心意去行。
And then we will have a chance to trust him at a deeper faith level.
我们就有一个更深更愿意更经历他的这个经历
Scripture says when the Son of Man returns to earth
圣经告诉我们说当人子再回来的时候
Will he find faith on earth
他能够找到有信德的人吗
We want to be the people of faith
我们愿意成为这样一个有信心的人
And whenever he comesWe want to be the people that he will find faith in him in our lives.
我们愿意做那个，当他回来的时候，他称赞我们是有信心的人。
May God richly bless you.
愿神厚厚的祝福大家。
So that
使得
we can turn and bless other people.
我们将这个福分也能够转给别人。
Amen.
Amen.
够了。No, 谢谢，谢谢。
谢谢。